Going live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, live on the YouTube channel, coming to you on a Thursday evening. One blessed week until the NFL draft. My God, make it happen already. I understand the NFL is the only game in town right now because sports are shut down, and pontificating and guessing and doing the thing when it comes to the NFL draft is the only game when it comes to games, but wow, am I ready for the NFL draft to not be in the anticipation phase and to be in the we're done with it phase. Holy cow. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Joey, Big B, Big B, you guys threw down today in Cheesehead TV trivia. Thanks for hanging out. Those of you who haven't checked it out yet, I hope you will do so at some point soon. It's a lot of fun each and every day. Yeah, pretty much each and every day. We're doing Cheesehead TV live Packers trivia here on the YouTube channel. The schedule will be a bit disrupted next week with the draft, obviously. We'll be doing a live draft stream here on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out. We're going to have lots of fun guests, some surprises, and, of course, lots of draft talk, lots of prospect talk. We've got a long way to wait until the Packers pick at 30th overall, unless they trade up. So I hope you join us. Absolutely. Go Pack Go. What's up? That's a glorious freaking mustache. Thank you, Daniel. The beard was starting to get to me. You know, it was a little unkept, and I really didn't feel like trimming and or dealing with it, so I just shaved down the stash. Who knows how long that'll last. My girls are back here tomorrow, and my youngest really hates it when I have facial hair, so we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. Better chance that Gutekunst trades up or down. Adam, down. 100% down. That doesn't mean he will not in any way, shape, or form entertain the idea of trading up. But in a draft that is very deep at the positions where the Packers have the biggest needs, it makes a lot more sense to trade down, get a bunch more picks, and take a few more swings at the plate. Again, if there's a player that they absolutely love, are in love with, feel is going to be gone by the time they select that they absolutely have to have, then there's a chance they trade up. The Seahawks are once again above them. There have been reports about the Seahawks wanting to trade down even out of the first round. So perhaps they make that call if there's a guy that they feel is a top 10 guy who slides down in the latter part of the first round. Maybe Gutekunst makes that call. But for the most part, I think it's a much better chance that they slide back down. Extra cheese. Woo-woo. That's a quality beer drinking stash right there. I tend to agree. Let me test that theory of yours. Mm. Yes. Fine. Fine. Finally done. Hit those likes, everyone. Go Pack Go. Thank you, Daniel. Seahawks would be a perfect trade partner if they absolutely love Kenneth Murray. Joey, I tend to agree. Well, we'll see. There's something on your upper lip. A-Rod inspired? Not so much A-Rod inspired, although I know he is a constant and or continual purveyor of the stash, especially in the summer months. But yeah, just want to do a little change up. Like I said, maybe only just for the night, but we shall see. Wait, somebody's texting me. Why do people text me when they know I'm live? Boy. Sup, Nagler? Jared? Sup? Ryan, how are you? What do I think of T. Higgins? I like him. Perry of Packs What She Said absolutely loves Higgins. I think he'd be a fine addition. I'll be surprised if he's there at 30. I do think he'll go before then, but there's zero question. I do think he's better outside than he is. I don't think he's as versatile as some of the other guys. Like, I think Justin Jefferson can run everywhere. I don't think Justin Jefferson's going to make it to 30. But yeah, I think A-Rod would make him a star. There's zero question in my mind about that. Wow, just joined. Love the stash. Thanks. What do I think of Ezra Cleveland at 30? Ryan, 30 is a bit rich for my blood. I do think he's a talented guy. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in green and gold outside of the first round. 30 feels like a reach. That's purely my own kind of looking at his play. I tend to think the Packers would if they were to take a lineman at 30, they want somebody a little bit more polished. Again, not to denigrate his play, and it's all about projection. Who knows? I mean, these guys get paid to make that projection. And I did, went on a whole rant last year during the draft about how we can, as fans and or amateur draft nicks, we can look at college tape all day, but really these guys are going up against, you know, the future gym teachers of America for the most part. You know, the 1% are going to be in the NFL, and it's all about projecting how you feel they're going to continue to develop physically, how their knowledge of the game and or technique, what they've already mastered, what they can master, what is their ceiling, etc. That's where the rubber meets the road as far as player evaluation goes. And, you know, I gave up a long time at the game of, oh, I know he's going to be this in the NFL, because way too many times I've looked at college tape and gone, yeah, this guy is it. And then he gets to the NFL and he's fucking terrible or whatever. And then there's the other aspect of it, of fit and situation play so much into how a guy ends up, you know, playing and or succeeding in the NFL or not succeeding. You know, who is next to him? Who are his teammates? What would he have been better in a different scheme? You know, what was his coaching like? There's so many variables that's why I really kind of downplay the whole draft thing. I always talk about the draft industrial complex because, look, we all love the NFL. We love our team. We love the Packers. We love the idea of new players coming in. The NFL has done a great job of drumming up interest in the draft, making it a tentpole of their, you know, 12-month kind of drum march of, oh, the NFL's got to be in the headlines 365 days a year, et cetera. The draft helps serve that purpose, right? But ultimately, it's such a crapshoot, and there are so many variables that no one could ever even begin to approach quantifying that. You know, for the most part, I've really shied away in the last couple of years. I used to break down, I used to draft mock drafts and scouting reports, et cetera. And that's just, at this point, it's just not for me. All of that said, I think Cleveland's going to be a good pro. That is just me. My opinion is more of a whole lot when it comes to college players. I'm glad you all like the mustache. It's very, very nice. Freddie Mercury inspired. I love Freddie Mercury. In fact, that is Olive, my youngest daughter's favorite singer. Not specifically, but I'll take it. Love me some Freddie. The greatest rock vocalist frontman of all time, for the record. Who is the ideal offensive weapon at 30 for the Packers? Ooh, that's a good question, Sean. For me, it's probably Justin Jefferson, but I'll be absolutely shocked if he's there. You know, I guess maybe if there's a running back they feel could be a workhorse, you know, to split time with Aaron Jones early on. But I would be shocked if that was a pick as well. Yeah, I don't know. Jefferson, I think, is the ideal. But again, I don't see him there available at 30. What were my thoughts on Jay Glazer's big, big news? I got a lot of thoughts. Try and distill them. It's obvious, you know, they were starting a new show on Fox, this football show at 11 o'clock at night. And Jay Glazer is one of the preeminent NFL news merchants. There's zero question about his status, about his importance, about how good he is at his job. So they are leveraging that, Fox is, to try and, you know, drive traffic and or recognition to this show. That said, yes, using someone's personal medical information, yes, it is newsworthy. I have no doubt about it. But if it's truly newsworthy, he would have gone with it prior to the launch of the show, to the, oh, I'm going to have it tonight on this program. You know, if it's true news, he would have broken it. I mean, that's where I land on it. You know, Jay is still one of the best. One of the best in the biz, no doubt about it. But, you know, was I surprised? No. The moment it came out on Twitter 2 days ago that he said this in an interview initially on the radio, oh, I've got some big news that I'm going to break, or I'm going to release tonight, or I'm going to talk about tonight or tomorrow night, whenever the show was going to be on. As soon as it was centered around the show, you knew it was not a huge, it wasn't like, oh, they're pushing the season back or something. I saw a lot of people guessing that, oh, he's going to announce it, or he's going to report that they've either pushed the start of the season back or they've canceled the season even, et cetera. There was zero chance he was sitting on that news, because there's no way that if Schefter got it or if somebody else got it, that they wouldn't report it right away. So once you knew that he was waiting for it, it wasn't that big a deal. Nathan, thanks so much for the super chat. Drafting Murray, signing Landon Collins and Pierce, GM Nags would be solid in 1991, but I don't know about 2020. I'd rather give Snacks a one-year deal to help the run defense. Hey, man, Nathan, I made a whole video about wanting Snacks. I'm down with you. I love Snacks. I would tend to think one of two ways that could play out for the Packers. If they were able to get him prior to the draft, probably a couple days before the draft, on a deal where Snacks knows once the draft shakes out, there's a good chance that people will be set at certain positions. Lots of teams undoubtedly waiting for the draft to see how things shake out. Try and sign a deal before the draft. That's what happened with Charles Woodson. Don't forget, back in the day, Woodson signed like 3 or 4 days before the draft started in Green Bay, because, you know, he had very limited options and he didn't want to wait till after the draft when teams would have their board set. But teams had told him, we'll talk to you after the draft. So he jumped on the Packers offer. But that's the other flip. That's the flip side, right? The Packers wait. They tell Snacks, okay, we're going to see how the draft shakes out. If we come out of this, we don't like what we have up front, we'd love to have you on an incentive-laden deal. Now, this is just me just guessing, obviously. But those are the two kind of ways that could shake out. Now, all of that said, given how they've operated this offseason and where they are as far as where they have to allocate their salary cap dollars, I'd be very, very surprised if the Packers went after Snacks. I really wish they would, but I don't think that's Brian's MO. We'll see. Did signing Funchess affect compensatory picks next year? Not too much, William. First of all, he's got to make the team. That's not a given. There's very minimal guaranteed money. The actual kind of how the formula works for compensatory picks is quote unquote secret. Some people have really kind of cracked the code over the years on the internet. I know the guys over at Over the Cap have a pretty good handle on it. I don't think it'll be a huge detriment to what they want to, what they're hoping to get in the compensatory formula. Maybe it knocks down what would have been, say, an expected fourth to a fifth or a fifth to a sixth. In that regard, I think it'll have a little effect, but for the most part, it's not going to rob them of a pick, or at least it shouldn't, given what they've paid, which is pretty minimal. If Mims and Blacklock are there at 30, who would you take? Kenneth Murray. People always come up with these like either ors, but there are literally a billion other possibilities for either or in the draft. But if this world exists where there's a vacuum and I have to select one or the other, Blacklock, 100%. Let him eat up those bodies. Let Kenny Clark get upfield and destroy people. That's what I'm here for. Plus, the wide receiver class is super deep. I can get a wide receiver later. I am glad you got Roger's mustache on Cheesehead TV. Good job. Thanks. You know, I do what I can. Nags, Funchess greater than Gmo? Yes, 100%. And, you know, look, love Geronimo, love his story, love what he did for the Packers, did a great job as an undrafted guy, clearly struggled with drops last year, was really inconsistent, and there's no doubt that Funchess himself has had trouble with drops in his career. Coming off a pretty significant injury last year, you don't really know how guys are going to bounce back from that, but talent-wise, just pure athletic ceiling-wise, Funchess is a hell of a lot better than Gmo. So, yeah, I would take that. Who's been my favorite prospect over the last 5 years? Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, pure evaluation-wise, probably Miles Jack. But as far as, like, a favorite, like, I really had a crush on his talent and his ability, David Montgomery, the running back who ended up going to Chicago last year, which fucking pissed me off. But he is by far my favorite kind of college player coming into the pros that I love his game. I love his game. And I think Nagy completely misused him, which is fine because the Bears still suck. But Yeah, I love that kid. I love his game. I think he's phenomenal talent. And if he were ever given the chance to be a workhorse, he absolutely could be. Next, can we get the Cheesehead TV Dream Packers schedule for 2020 after the draft and in lull prior to the regular season or end of the world? Yeah, absolutely. Look, there was a report today from the Washington Post that the schedule will be out the first week of May, and that it will be very apparent that if necessary, the schedule will be able to be truncated easily, which makes me think they'll undoubtedly have loaded up the first part of the schedule with non-conference opponents, teams that they don't regularly face. And then the second half will be a lot of conference / divisional opponents, which will make things very interesting. No doubt about it. Over under on 6 beers when the Packers pick at 30. Oh, Ryan. Ryan, is this your first time on Cheesehead TV? Way, way over. Come on. Come on. Does Mike Pettine have to adjust his style of coaching? That's an excellent question. I don't think he has to adjust his style. I do wonder if his penchant for staying conservative, especially on early downs, needs to be tweaked a little bit. Now, I don't say that disrespectfully. I don't say that in any way, shape, or form to say that I know more than Mike Pettine, because he's forgotten more about defensive football than I will ever know. But Fritz Schirmer had the same kind of issue where he was very, I don't say conservative, but he was not send the guys early, right? He didn't commit bodies to the rush early. He did like to sit back, and he did not kind of dial things up until third down. And Pettine is very much the same way. I do think they suffered a bit from a lack of even run blitzing early downs in 2019. I am very curious to see, especially after getting run all over in the NFC Championship game, if they do get a bit more aggressive. Now, I think some of that will be dependent on what kind of talent he has at his disposal. There's a little doubt that some of that is driven by the fact that he didn't really have a really talented inside linebacker that could go sideline to sideline. You read or heard Blake's comments about being told just to clean things up. I think that is an admission or kind of a nod to the fact that they couldn't count on Blake being that force in the middle. You know, much better to ask the guys up front to do most of the work and then have Blake clean things up. That makes all the sense in the world to me, given the talent on hand. I do wonder what would happen if they got a Kenneth Murray, if they got a guy that they could stick in there all three downs and be a physical kind of force. But we'll see. A lot to play out yet. 1 week to go till we find out. Andy, thanks so much for the super chat. Hey, Nags, finally on a live chat. Assuming Kirksey is inside linebacker one, is inside linebacker two currently on the roster or not? Well, the obvious answer there is Oren Burks. You drafted him. You traded up for him. You finally let Blake Martinez go. You got to get him on the field if those are the two. I don't know. I'm not even sold that Kirksey is clearly inside linebacker number one if they have a competition in camp, which is a possibility. Maybe Burks, the light comes on. I'm not holding my breath for it, but you never know. We've seen crazier things. You never really know when guys are going to turn a corner if they do. But they'll be allowed to compete. There's zero doubt about it. And look, I think, you know, you look at some of the undrafted guys from last year. You look at Summers, the 7th-round pick. They could all make some noise. But I don't think you're counting on any of them. I think for certain they will address it in the draft in some way. Maybe not early, but they will add some competition to the mix. Of that, I have no doubt. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. Can't thank you guys enough for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow in some way, shape, or form. And hey, if you haven't checked out Cheesehead TV's live Packers trivia yet, check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're having a good time. It's something to keep people's minds off of everything going on in the world, which is nothing and everything at the same time. It's right here every day on the YouTube channel. Holy cow. All of a sudden, I got super chats. Jitsu, not sure what I want more. You want a show with Big Cat or Bukowski on transplants? All you guys doing verbal warfare together would be tremendous. I'll look into it. Well, I think we can make both of those things happen. Thanks for the super chat. Joseph, thank you. Selleck, Reynolds, Sam Elliott, Rogers, or Nags for the goat stash. Loving it. thanks for the trivia and extra cheese. Joseph, thank you so much for checking out Extra Cheese, checking out the trivia, and the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Hit like, people. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.